preview.
Well, 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 episode 95, creeping up on 100. It'll be, what, next Monday we'll be at 100 episodes. That's pretty good. I didn't think we'd make it this long.
We are in the dog days of the season.
Real rough.
And the dog days of the show, right? Hopefully not.
The dog days of the Marlins right now. For real. Tough series against Philly. We come back and tie it. Aguilar hits a bomb, and then we get
that was Saturday night
suspended.
And I was watching that live, and we had all the energy going,
the momentum,
Aguilar,
was there.
And boom, the rain
just power. Oh, it was coming.
The rain came.
It was coming. And then the next day, you come, you finish that game. We get.
And I didn't watch that. I didn't.
It was a very simple one-inning deal.
Yeah.
Ended up losing that game.
I mean, I watched it in the highlights, but I'd like to watch that live. And then boom, you turn around.
Yeah. And then you come into the second game. We're up 4-2. Duvall hits a blast and we got the game in hand, and then bullpen implosion, a couple home runs for the Phillies and they tie it up, and then they ended up, winning 7-4.
So this
and injury to Garrett Cooper and, Jazz Chisholm. Both of them, when I just checked on Twitter, are having MRIs today. But Donnie Baseball did not feel very optimistic about the report, like preliminary report.
Yeah.
So that's tough. I think that turns us. I mean, there was a time earlier when I was like, well, maybe we won't become sellers. You know, we got a chance. But I think we're, you know, with Jesus Sanchez is on the IL, Pablo on the IL. I don't know how many other guys, obviously Brian Anderson on extended, Eleazar Hernandez. I mean, it's just the list goes on and on of these guys that are crucial to us making a second half comeback. And I think it's.
And then on top of all that, you got Marte turned down his deal.
Marte, talks have been suspended on that deal, 12 days till the trade deadline. And I think there's going to be a lot of movement. I do know Craig Mish wrote a article and it had a tweet on it as well. That the three teams that are in the chase or that are interested in Marte, three teams I really hate. The Phillies, the Astros, and the Yankees.
Yep.
Dang.
Can you imagine if he becomes a Yankee?
Oh, God. I think it'd be worse if he became an Astro.
An Astro.
But I can tell you a couple of players I'd take for that guy.
It's interesting. So I want to back up on that. So and go back up for me on Friday night. I was watching the game on Friday night.
Yeah.
I can't remember what
Friday we won.
Yeah, so we didn't get swept.
That's the one game we won.
And it was interesting. One out of four. I remember after watching that game, I almost called you to say, like, you know, this is one of these examples of wasn't even the turning point, but I was like, you know, we need to steal two, like we need to split the series. Like this is a good litmus test.
Mm-hmm.
And then we promptly went out, and again, I was watching Saturday night with my family, and just, you know, it was funny watching the Marlins. Like it was I had it on. I'm having a dinner party. People that aren't terribly interested in baseball, I have it on because I want to watch it.
Right.
And like people got glued to it because it was an interesting game.
Yeah, yeah.
Things are going back and forth. They wanted to watch the Inter-Miami soccer game. That got rained out.
Okay.
And, you know, kind of the same weather system up in the Northeast. Mm-hmm. But long story short, we're watching the baseball. They were watching the baseball. And like people, you know, when Aguilar hit that, people, you know, the women
fired
are screaming.
Up.
Like it's fun. You know, like people are getting into it. And it made me just kind of know. It was interesting. It was, you know, and then to lose the next day. But I was like, you know, this is a fun team to watch. Like, you know, it was a kind of a cool baseball moment. Like everyone's kind of stuck. They got into it watching it. There's just nothing not to like about the team.
Yeah.
And, you know, and then of course they start asking questions like, what's wrong with the Marlins? Well, you know, they see the schedule, they see the record pop up.
Oh yeah.
You know, like why what's the deal?
So far.
You know, and it's like, well, injury, you know, it's hard to explain. It's like, well, when we hit good, we don't pitch good. When we pitch good, we don't hit good. Like it was like funny trying to describe. There's not some fundamental problem outside of injuries. There's no fundamental problem with the Marlins right now.
No, they're streaky. I mean, you're right. The pitching is on, bats are off. Bats are on, pitching off. Or we got a good start and then we'll get one or two runs and then the other team just ends up beating our bullpen up. So let's talk about a couple other things because for baseball, this has been kind of a weird time. The shooting up at Nationals Park in Washington, D.C. Kudos to Manny Machado and Fernando Tatis Jr. and Will Myers, who left the dugout and opened the bullpen area for the fans to find, you know, to find a place to hide. I mean, that's above and beyond. But it's tragic. I mean, it's crazy. That's not something I can ever remember being part of baseball. I mean, even though it wasn't inside the stadium, it was right there at the third base gate.
Yep.
And so.
No, and a six-year-old little girl died. I mean, in the crossfire. It sucks.
Right, right. And then, and this is the reason, like, I don't know if people can see these little cool stools that you really can't sit on, because imagine sitting on.
So you pitch it forward.
Yeah. Imagine if you were sitting on that. There's actual baseballs that are raised up on the thing. It wouldn't be very comfortable. But I got the Red Sox one on my side because after seeing, what was the kid's name? That got hit, a fan. I don't even know that the fan is a good word. A criminal threw a freaking baseball and hit this guy in the back.
Yeah.
So Yankees fans, you know what? I'm out. I don't want to ever hear anything about the Yankees. Those fans are brutal. Brutal. Bronx cheer, I get that. Throwing freaking – you know, that reminds me of, like, the eastbound and down when they were throwing batteries at the Russian pitcher. Like, that just doesn't happen. That's crazy.
Yeah, it sucks.
That's crazy. I know they
did. I got to tell you something. It's funny that you say that, because what it made me think about is one of the fun things about the game. One of the Phillies games, a guy had a picture of his, like, you know, the kid looked like something out of Central Casting, like this, like, you know, redheaded, you know, fat 6-year-old kid missing the teeth. Yeah,
from like Sandlot.
Little boy. Yeah, exactly. Looks like from Sandlot, right? And he's all dressed up in his Philly stuff and he's holding the baseball. And the guy tweeted it and it said, you know, thank you, Jesus Aguilar, for giving my son
he
a ball.
He came up to the kid.
Yeah, so you know what I'm talking about. Exactly. So I had a picture. That's what I saw. I just saw the picture of the kid. And it's like, you know, like moves like that are going to do what? Keep us from having baseballs in the stands. Right. Which is one of the fun things about the game is the interaction of the players and the thing. I didn't get a chance to tell you, I was at the minor league, the Skeeters out in Texas. And I took my daughter out and all the kids line up and, like, you know, really where the beer drinkers go during the game. Right. But pregame, they're all lined up. And during batting practice, every ball that the outfielders catch, don't catch,
they pick up and throw it to the kids.
You know, perfect. So I mean, it's just, you know, it's like, what, now we're going to ban any fan from having a baseball?
Because they're going to stop selling baseball? Exactly,
that's right. That doesn't make sucks. Sense.
It's stupid. It's stupid. So Yankees fans, big thumbs down for you guys. I hope you don't win another game the rest of the season. But like we were talking about earlier, the Marlins second half, I mean, I'm not as optimistic as I was after the All-Star. You know, I watched the All-Star game and I felt like – okay, these guys get to rest a little bit, and maybe some of these lingering injuries are going to get resolved, and then we can come back and make a run at it. Now I think once we start selling these guys off, we're going to be back to square one again.
We'll see.
I mean, you got to keep a core, but
when we start bringing up, you know, one person asked me, I can't remember who it was, but he said to me, is our farm system still like one of the top-ranked farm systems? And I said, man, that's one thing we got going on. So I don't know, man. Maybe you bring these guys up, give them a chance.
Yeah, yeah. So when I talked to Red, and I agree with him, he goes, listen, the real guys that are going to take the leap are coming from AA, because AAA is basically just like a way station for these veterans, injured guys that are doing rehab assignments. Yep. And so if you look at the starting lineup for Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp, it's guys that have already been to the show and they're coming back, or they're you know, they got moved down because we needed them for, you know, number of players that we could have or whatever. But I want to see the guy that you highlighted way early on before the season started, Peyton Burdick.
Yep.
He's hitting awesome. I want to see J.J. Bleda. But even more than that, I want to see those two pitchers, Max Meyer and Jake Heater. I think those two guys are going to, you know, make an impact right away. So, yeah, I got to look forward to that. But other than that, you got the – this weekend is – the Padres come to town. Saturday is Colombian Heritage Night, which would be pretty cool. And they got some really cool hats for that. The red and the blue, you know, the Colombian colors. And I think that'd be a fun, probably the one I'm going to go to is that Saturday. Good. Yeah. Saturday game.
I may go with you. That's good.
It'd be a lot of fun.
I'm actually, I want to
get the Colombian tickets, dude. And then we pay the extra to get the
hat,
$8 more and get the hat.
Whatever. Yeah. Yeah, I'll just give it to a Colombian buddy.
Yeah, exactly. So that's we got the Padres, and then Washington just can't finish a tough series with those guys. So they're on an extended road trip from the West Coast, and maybe we'll catch them, and be able to take a couple from those guys. But listen, that team's freaking stacked.
Yep.
Fernando Tatis, Machado, Snell.
I'm looking forward to seeing some of those guys.
Yu Darvish, yeah. So maybe what we ought to do is pick the night where we can see Yu Darvish because he's the next Cub, and that'd be a lot of fun to see that, I think. I think right now the Marlins are in sell mode, and what are we going to get for it? We're going to have we signed a bunch of guys this week that came from the draft. I think six or seven guys that we've actually inked deals with. And most of those kids are young, are infielders. So where do we need help? Bats.
Yeah.
Bats.
No, it was funny watching, through their eyes, everyone watching up, it's like guys are hitting 230, 220. Yeah. Like it's like everyone's just like not hitting.
Yeah. But it's crazy because Jesus Aguilar leading the freaking National League in RBIs. Adam DeBall second.
Yeah.
And he's got 20 home runs.
Yeah.
That's what we expected from that guy halfway through. I mean, he ends up with 40. That's freaking awesome. That's more than we thought he was going to be. Yeah. I was more like in the low 30s on his number, but I think, man, if that guy hits 40 home runs, he might be another trade piece that they're going to end up unloading, which sucks because I really like that guy.
It was interesting. I'm not as down as you are. I think one of the things that I would say to you is, it was funny watching how hot it was in Philly.
Yeah, yeah.
Like our players were the ones, just dripped in sweat. They looked uncomfortable, right? There's a couple of those pitchers, like that guy looks uncomfortable. Mm-hmm. And it's like, people don't realize we play in a dome. You're like, we're the dome football team. Like we're not used to playing in that heat.
Right. All summer long, that thing's going to be closed. Regardless of what, it's just too damn hot.
Doesn't matter. Just lock it. Right. But it made me think about it. I was like, I'm not as down. I think we get these guys home. Let's see what we can do second half. The Phillies are tough. It was interesting. I hung around yesterday with Mike Grubkowski, super Mets fan. And, he's like, the wheels are coming off the Mets. Like it's just everything's a mess.
Game lead, though.
No. But what he said was, he's like the thing is, who knows what's going. Because basically, we're talking about trade deadline stuff, and he's like, "What do you do?" Is like, our division is so bad that they may just it's like, I don't know that you give up, but what's going to happen when the Mets run into the Dodgers? They're going to get smoked.
Giants.
Yeah. I mean, I think there's a real. The West Coast just seems a little advanced right now, or doing better than us. But anyways, it just made me think about like the state of where we're at is within our own division. Like if we catch fire, I'm not as negative. I'm interested. I don't know if
it's
negative.
I think it's more like a depression of like the midsummer depression of, dang, it's hot as hell outside, rains every day, and we can't seem to win hardly any games, which sucks.
And we're in
only time. And here's another thing. The only time you're allowed to throw a ball back onto the field is if you're at Wrigley Stadium and the opposing team hits a home run, then you have permission to throw that garbage back on the field. And you should. In fact, that reminds me of a story. 2002 World Series. It's in Anaheim against the Giants. And Barry Bonds is on that Giants team. I want to say 2002 or 2003. Anyway, I was at game five. And they had a guy pitching that threw 100, which was kind of unheard of back then. I mean, there weren't as many of those guys. Troy Percival, they called him the mailman. And so he comes in, and everybody's jacked up, and they've got the rally monkey jumping up and down on the screen, and people are going nuts. And Percival pitches a meatball. I don't know why. Bonds. Now, this has got to be his 82nd home run.
Right.
Hits this thing, and it goes in the right field and goes through the tunnel. down to the concourse. And then all you hear is that crazy rally monkey. And then the next thing you know, one dude runs out the freaking tunnel out towards the field and whips that number 82 home run. And the place went berserk.
Love it.
And the Angels ended up winning that series. That was great.
That's funny.
Yeah. And that was the Tim Salmon, Garrett Anderson. Yep. Eckstein was on that team. They had a bunch of good players on that team. But yeah. That's the only – I've seen it happen a few times. But, yeah, if I was in the outfield in a Marlins game and the opposing team hit a ball out there, I would definitely throw it back.
Yep.
Just to get the place fired up, get the team fired up. We lost our producer. She's gone. This is a low-budget show here.
I didn't see D-Nice leave. That's hilarious.
She's gone, and we got no – yeah.
So no way to turn it off.
I might have to end this thing myself.
Turn it off. Thanks for listening. we'll be in touch. And today we have.
Today we got the Nationals. I they hadn't released the pitcher.
Yeah, we haven't
got pitchers for tonight. I'm going to look one more time before we close it out to see if they said anything. But earlier, to be determined. So I do know that Mattingly said that he had some extra guys in D.C. in case they had to make some moves. So I think we're going to see some guys we haven't seen, or we're going to see some changes to the lineup. But yeah, we got to take at least one or two from these Nationals, and they've been pretty warm.
Non-baseball, are you watching any of the basketball?
I mean, I just don't want the Bucks to win.
I got to tell you, the Bucks. I mean, that series has been a roller coaster ride with the Bucks now up 3-2 going back. It's really good basketball, yeah. And I'm
glad I didn't buy one of those Phoenix or Suns in 4 T-shirts.
And it's interesting because you see, like. It's what we love about sports, right? Like, you know, it's go down 2-0, things are looking bleak.
Yeah, yeah.
And you know, is Giannis not who we think he is? And then
he's boom, a beast.
He comes back, fights his way back, and it's just like, you know, it just made me think about sports. Like it is, and I had my wife watching that, you know, no interest, doesn't care about either team. Mm-hmm. That last minute of that last game, you know, it was exciting stuff. And so I'd encourage anyone to make sure you turn on the basketball. It's good basketball. Not enough people are watching because of the teams, no one really cares, you know, but it's right. been, I've actually enjoyed, I didn't watch the first 2 games and right. I happened to catch one in Houston, someone's house who was into it. Mm-hmm. Didn't hurt. He had like a 90 inch screen, you know,
oh,
like I was, but I got, you know, and I was Ultra like, whoa, HD. This is good basketball. You know, I got back into it.
All right.
So check it out.
All right. So we got her back finally. Apparently I paid the bill.
D-Nice. Thank you.
The bills got paid. She's back.
We didn't even hear you slip out.
Yeah. I knew she was going to take off anyway, but. All right, here we go. Let's try.
Thanks everybody for watching.
We need to flip the end, boys. Go fish. Episode 95 in the books. Preview.